Welcome. I'm Danielle Sally.
And I'm Eva Foussard.
And you're listening to Ghost Boss, stories about the freelance afterlife. Hey, ghosties.
Hey.
Ooh, we're back to hey.
We are.
Were we back
last
week? I can't remember. Was last week your Cheerio or your
No,
hey?
Cheerio was a couple weeks ago. Last week was a hey, but not a normal hey.
Yeah. I don't know. I like the original, the OG.
We're coming back to it.
How are you, Eva?
I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm just okay.
Just okay.
Yeah. I'm just having a day. It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine.
I feel like fun. A lot of times, though, we start the recording and one of us is just having a day. By the end of it, we're feeling a little better. And then we get grumpy pants again. But like by the end of the recording, we seem good.
Sure. We're going to record one way or another. Yep. And I believe in being authentic. And that means sometimes I show up even when I'm grumpy.
There we go. I'm a little annoyed. It's sunny right now because I get in this mindset. Oh, let me explain.
Annoyed at the sun?
When I explain, you'll understand. Because I have tennis on Mondays, and sometimes if it starts to rain, I am mentally checked out of playing. I don't want to play anymore because, like, if there's even a chance of it raining while we're playing, we have to stop the match at the exact score and then have to remember it when we pick up again at another time that all of us can play. And then it's just annoying. So if it even starts to rain, I'm like, just cancel the match. And then around one, my captain texts and we're like, looks like we'll be able to do it. Looks like it's going to dry up. So I'm sitting over here like, nah, I'm already checked out now. And so I'm like, come on, rain. Come on, more rain come.
No.
But also, I'm not mad at... There's so much pollen here that I'm like, if we can just rain and clear out all this pollen so that it's great tomorrow, I will feel better. That's my mindset right now. I just want it to rain.
I don't want it to rain. I haven't been on my walk yet today. I would like to go. So, no.
You'll get it in. You'll get it in.
Yeah.
I'm hoping for like a 5 o'clock rain shower. We'll see.
So
today's conversation was actually inspired by a phone call I got from a former colleague of mine. And I won't say names or anything like that or share all the details of the call. But it inspired me about the topic because I think it is something that it's just completely natural to someone like you, someone that's an extreme extrovert. And I knew once I told you the topic, you're like, I don't even know. Like, that's not even worth talking about. I'm like, no, to those of us that are introverts, this is a big conversation.
I didn't say it wasn't worth talking about. I just said, I'm not going to have a lot to add.
But I think you will. I think everything that comes natural to you are things that we want to hear. So the topic today is that we have talked a lot about where to network. We sing the praises.
At funerals,
at concerts, wherever. But we say all the time, American Advertising Federation, any kind of professional organization, network events, things like that. We've never really gotten into how do you network? And it was funny because my colleague called me and they asked, they're like, because I expected when they were asking me about, you know, ideas of where to find clients, where to find business, blah, blah, blah. It was very much the same conversation you and I have had many times. Where do I network? So I naturally start listing off places where the city that they live in, that I know have active organizations in that city. And I was like, you should go here, 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 and here. And then they're like, no, all that's great, but like, how? And it caught me off guard because I was like, how? And then I sat there and I was like, well, doing exactly what you and I have been doing on the phone for an hour now, it's just having a conversation. But I wanted to talk to you about it because when you go to networking events, I think that looks very different than when I go to a networking event, especially if it's one where, let's say, neither of us know anyone in the room. Your experience walking in that room looks a lot different than my experience. If we walk into, let's say, an AAF event, because we go to those all the time, and I know the majority of the people in the room, that's different now, right? But if it's an event where I don't know anyone, then I'm handling it differently. So I want to know, Eva, what are your kind of thoughts? Like, when you go into a networking event, let's specifically talk about the ones where you don't know a single person at these.
And I don't know anybody.
You don't know. Well, let's say you walk in with me. We'll put it out of that scenario.
Hold on.
You got to go with a buddy. You need a buddy, right?
Well, that's
I'm going with a buddy.
I'll go by myself. It's just unusual that I go and I don't know anybody.
Yeah, sure. So let's throw that out there as a scenario. What do you do? What do you talk about with people?
Well, first off, somebody will make eye contact with me. Somebody will. Because we're at an event where already you're primed to talk to people. Because you know what I'm saying? Like, it's different than like walking around a library or a coffee shop where people are doing stuff and nobody's ready to talk. I mean, that's the thing I tell people all the time. I'm very extroverted, but then like that doesn't mean that like I want to talk like randomly when I'm shopping or doing whatever, because like I'm not in the mindset to talk at that moment. Sure. If you're in a situation that is specifically about networking, people are already ready to talk.
Yeah.
So that's helpful. Rely on the extroverts. We can see each other. Rely on the extroverts to kind of get it going.
Yeah. And I would say the extroverts are the ones that look you directly in the eye, because you just said people are going to make eye contact. Whereas I go in the room and I'm actively trying not to make eye contact with people. So
why?
The ones that, because so I got to like gauge the room first, get a feel for who's in there before I just start talking to people. I'm not going to talk to whoever's just looking at me. That's wild.
I end up talking to the people either closest to the door or because of the first people I saw, or people that are like standing next to the bar or standing next to like where you get food or whatever. Yeah.
So far, I understand why you pick me out of a crowd.
Yep. And so, yeah, they'll make eye contact. So I'm like, hi, my name is Eva. And they'll introduce themselves. And then I do the same thing at parties. It's unusual that I go to a party where I don't know anybody. But sometimes it happens. And so at a networking event, it's easier because you have some standard questions to ask. What do you do? Where do you work? And so that kind of leads on a natural path. If it feels weird, I just say the weird part out loud. I'll just say, literally, I've done this at work events, and I've done it at a party more than once. I'll just say, hey, so like, I don't know anybody here. And like, we've talked for like a minute. So now I'm your friend until I find somebody else. And then, literally, like I just say the awkward part out loud, and it's a little like disarming to say it, because
keep going. Cause now I have a new question I want for you as soon as you're done with that.
Yeah. And so they're just like, oh, okay. And I'm like, yeah. And then like, sometimes they know somebody there, and then they'll introduce me to somebody else there. And now I know two people there, or we just stand there and talk. And so if it doesn't naturally flow, I'll say things in the most awkward, like stuffy voice I can. I'm like, so we are networking. What do you do? Like, like if it doesn't feel natural, I call out that it doesn't feel natural. And that seems to move people on along a little bit more, because then it's like, yes, this is awkward and weird, and we're going to acknowledge that it's awkward and weird. And actually acknowledging that makes it less awkward and weird.
That's fair. That's fair. No, what I started thinking about is, how do you then, or maybe you don't, that if you're talking with a group, or maybe it's just one or two people, and you've been talking with them a while now, but now you're at the point, okay, I'm ready to mingle elsewhere, but they've kind of latched on to you. How do you get out of that conversation? Because this is where I always struggle, and I feel like there's no good way for me to do it except for like, I'm going to go get a drink.
Yeah.
And then I'm not coming back here.
Well, you don't, you
not
don't
saying
say that part.
That part.
No, you don't say that part. So I do tend to get, clustered and I talk a lot. And so I will end up standing with one person or one group for a while talking. So I'm not as good about moving around the room. But one or two things will happen. I will either say something like, I'm going to go get a drink, or I'm going to go put my plate down, or I'm going to go to the bathroom or whatever, and create some reason why I need to move out of the space. Sometimes they come with me, sometimes they don't. That's fine. Or once again, I just say out loud what I'm up to. I'm like, okay, so like, I come to these events and I'm really bad about talking to one person the whole time. I'm going to go and like try to like actually make sure I network with more than two people. It was really great meeting with you. I'm going to go kind of work the room a little bit. I'll be back.
Honestly, you know what? I'm not mad at that, because that makes it seem like, wow, I was so interested in my conversation with you that I've realized I'm ignoring everyone else in the room.
Correct. Yeah.
So I like that. I like that little gem.
In these formal settings, that's the thing. We all feel weird because it's not natural. And so I find the way to kind of like undo that is just to acknowledge what we're doing. Like, I will say, hey, like I'm actually supposed to like make sure I talk to more than one person here. Or like, if I'm like, this has happened with AAF since I was the president, I'll be like, okay, so like as president, I got to make sure to talk to everybody. Thank you so much for coming. I just kind of acknowledge what's going on and make a point. And then I work around the room, and then sometimes I come back. Like, sometimes they're now my home base, whether they like it or not. And sometimes I don't, like if I'm doing something else, but I will just like literally like acknowledge like, hey, we're supposed to talk to more than one person here, so I'm going to go do that. But we'll catch up again in a minute.
Sure. No, I like that. 'Cause that was a lot of what I was saying to them. I just said, you know, when you go, take out the mindset that you're going to make a sales pitch. Like, obviously, if you network well, then you'll get some possible new clients out of it. But like, I know this sounds weird, but when you network, take the sales pitch completely out. Like, just go and have a conversation and meet people. Because I think in their mind, they're like, I have to go and I need to tell people what I do and I need to tell people my specialties and what I charge and blah, blah. I was like, just eliminate that, because I feel like my best connections from networking events, we're just talking about just things that we did that week. It's not necessarily, sometimes it's not really work related. We kind of like check those boxes fast. Like, what do you do? Where do you work? Okay, done. Let's move on. And then maybe something current that's going on in the news might pop up and we'll talk about that instead. But it kind of levels out the playing field a bit, because I know when people like suddenly start making a pitch to me at a networking event, then my wall's up and I'm like, all right, time to, now I got to go to the bathroom. So I'm just going to see myself out now.
So I've said this before. I'm sure I've said it on the podcast. And if not, I've definitely said it in person. People like to work with people they like.
Yep.
Like, people, like there are a lot of designers here, and there's a lot of videographers here, and there's a lot of copywriters. There's a lot of people who do what we do and do adjacent work and all that kind of stuff. But like, people work with people they like. And so like, if you're too sales pitchy about stuff, it turns people off.
For sure.
So just having a conversation. And I mean, if you can work in, you know, some stuff that pitches you, that's great. But like, it's going to be a little bit more of like another good question to ask, if you want to keep the conversation going, is so like, what's something really cool that you worked on lately? Or like, what's been the favorite thing that you've worked on in the last year or something like that? And a lot of times you'll end up like hearing either a really specialized story. So it's like, I designed, you know, blah, blah, blah thing that's like really unique. Or you just hear about a passion project. And so, you know, you end up naturally having the conversations for what you do. You do not need to treat this like you're reading them your LinkedIn profile. Like, that's not what it's supposed to be.
And I don't want to talk. That's the other thing, is I just don't love talking about myself. I will sit there and listen. I know you can't. You're can't like, relate. Holding in. You're like, can't I relate. Don't understand. But like, I'll sit there and talk to you about you forever.
I love
but
it. Once, I love it.
Once you ask me questions, suddenly I just freeze. Like, I don't know. I don't want to talk about me right now. So it's just funny that like, I truly freeze when people ask me some of these questions that it's like, why can't she think of an answer right now?
And I think, and this is where like being really extroverted is really helpful, because I find it in personal conversations too. I just find it really easy. And this is, first off, I've always been fairly extroverted, but this is a skill set that I honed, particularly in college when I was in school. But like, I do feel like I'm really good at relating and being able to like, somebody says something and something within that.
Yes.
I can relate to. And maybe it's not me. Like, maybe it's not an in-depth story, but like, maybe they mention about being from Oklahoma and I'm going to tell them about the one time I flew there and I thought I was landing on a table.
Yeah.
Right. Like, it doesn't always have to be some deep impactful, or like, if they tell me they're from, I don't know. Now I'm going to just pick places. Maybe they tell me they're from Wisconsin. I'm going to be like, I don't know anything about Wisconsin.
Yeah. So tell me Jeez. Things.
Yeah. And tell me things.
Cheese and beer. Anything else? Yeah.
Anything you tell else? Me. Yeah. And so that is a way to move
Hockey.
Forward. Sure. Right. It's cold.
And now I'm good. There's snow there. Good.
Yeah. 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 Or if somebody's like, I'm from North Dakota, I'd be like, the better of the Dakotas. I have no idea. I have no idea. Yeah. And then I'm going to say that. I'll be like, I don't know. Do y'all fight about it?
I just want Tell you to know everyone from South Dakota is going to.
That's fine. That's
light
fine.
Light us up now.
That's fine. Somebody tells me they're from Iowa, I'd be like, my friend once told me about suffocating in cornfields. Thank you, Bailey Lewis.
Yes, all right.
That's a thing. Google it. So that's just like, that's basic stuff if they tell me where they're from, right? So
yeah.
Like, let's say they tell me, you know, I work at an agency. I'm like, oh, I work in-house. Or if they're like, I work in, I'm trying to think of something that I can't relate to. I work in aerospace. That's an industry okay. I haven't worked in, right? They're like, I do marketing in aerospace. I would say, well, I don't have a background in aerospace, but I worked in healthcare when they were passing ACA. And now I have a lot of clients in manufacturing, and I have some like law firms on the books. And then I do a lot of stuff with like some very technical startups. So while I don't know anything about aerospace, I feel like we both have probably taken really complex documents and made it into something that like the general public can understand.
Right. Sure.
Right. And so like, that's not a specific thing, but it's like a broad thing.
Yeah.
Or you could just be like, I don't know anything about that. What does that mean?
What does that entail?
Are you an astronaut? Ask them if they're an astronaut.
You know, that'll land. In general, like go into that networking event and just say, are you an astronaut? And then it doesn't even matter what else. And let them, it'll be fascinating the day that someone responds with yes.
Yes. Another easy way, I don't know, I feel this is easy. So a couple different events I did, like I ran the event as the event planner, and we did networking bingo. Mm-hmm. And then I was in charge of like writing out the bingo cards. And so like, I put a lot of like interesting stuff on there. And so you don't carry around a bingo card with you unless you really want to be weird. But you could say, one time I went to one of these things and they made us play games. Like I played this networking bingo game, and one of the questions was, and then you could just make up a question, like just make that whole scenario up and have a question in your pocket. And it could be something like, I think some of the questions I had was like, I have more than 6 siblings. And you'd be surprised how many people said yes to that. Right. Or like,
right.
I have lived in every time zone. Right.
Yeah.
And so sometimes I like, you can contrive things to do it. You can lie, I guess, is what I'm telling you.
Meanwhile, I went to an event that was networking bingo. And Eva, I want you to know my disappointment when I went and I got the card and I realized it wasn't actual bingo. And I was like, oh, you guys just want me to talk to people. I thought we were were going to play bingo and like have a competition. I was kind of let down to the point I didn't even participate in the networking bingo.
It is a competition. You still win like bingo. Why do you think we called it networking bingo?
I know. I just did not want to participate with the talking part. I wanted to just talk to people without the game.
Then it's just called bingo. It's not networking bingo.
Well, I would have been fine with just networking or just bingo. I didn't want to combine them. So I was like, oh man, it's like they're trying to make a icebreaker. And like, I get it. It was a networking event, but man, I was disappointed.
If it was the AAF kickoff a couple years ago, I made that card and some of those were real easy.
I will tell you, I left it on the table, but I'm glad someone else won it. People like were at that event walking up to me with the card.
Yes. Yes.
They were walking up to me with the card trying to figure out like, if they could check off a box, and that was fine. I'm okay with people coming up to me. I was not going to participate.
No. And if I've done this for several events, including the AAF event. If I do it for an event and I know some of the people that are going to be there, sometimes I put like a really weird one on there.
Oh, sure. Sure.
Like, because you really know they're going to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Like dresses up as a walrus and scares her podcast partner. I'll put that on my next one.
Yeah. Danielle's coming. So let's make sure we put this one on there.
Yeah. Yes. But yeah, so that's different ways I do it. But when I was in college, I went to journalism school and like, yes, I have a VizCom degree, but you also have to take reporting classes in journalism school. So like,
right.
I always feel like I learned how to professionally like just, I did learn how to professionally interview people, and networking is not terribly different, right? Like,
sure.
But also like, people are yappers. People will answer you.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to really pull it out of them. Like, I feel like people probably have to work harder to get an answer from me than you.
You're not that bad. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You just have to look at me and I'll tell you my life story.
All right. So here's where I'm from.
Oh, that's the easy part. I mean, it's 10 minutes before I'm oversharing about a medical procedure. Let's back off. You weren't too bad because you'll run it back. Where I think networking and just conversation skills in general die out is if somebody like me asks a question and the other person answers and there's no run back. So like if you are introverted and you don't know how to do it, right? Like you're not going to be the person like me who goes and asks the question and somebody asks you a question and you answer it. A good follow-up is always, how about you? Just, you don't even have to think.
Fair. No, seriously, that works.
Just if that's when it breaks down, is if one person's always asking the question. So like if there's a lull, how about you?
You know, I never really even thought about that before.
No. Yeah. How about you?
Because sometimes ask and then I'm overthinking in my head. And then I'm thinking in my head, I gave them too short of a response. Now they're trying to think of another question. And now I'm spending too much time thinking in my head right now. And they're just staring at me and it's awkward. Nothing's worse than going to a networking event as an introvert and realizing you found another introvert.
Oh no. Oh,
that is painful. Yeah, but you don't even know the pain. It is painful.
Because if I find an introvert, it's fine. I got it. And if I find another extrovert, also it's fine.
Right.
It's fine.
Do you ever, as an extrovert, do you have to fight for the conversation?
Yes.
And how do you feel about these are things I never have to worry about. So how do you feel about that if they're dominating the conversation?
They have to be the right level of extrovert for me.
Okay. What's that right level?
There's like a range. I don't know how to describe it. There's like a range. Like if you're too much, I can't be your friend.
Too. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So like an 8 to 10 extrovert is too much.
Well, like also I can't be a friend with too much of an introvert. I can't be friends with people on the like extremes. On the extreme level, like if you're so extroverted, that like nobody can get a word in edgewise and you don't know how to like let stuff kind of flow and move around. And just also if you're so introverted that every question I ask you, I get a one word answer. Like,
yeah, I get that because
I can't.
While I know I'm an introvert, I've had to have so many experiences where I have to pretend to be the extrovert. So I know I can communicate when needed. Right. But it's just sometimes I just don't want to.
Now, there are times I don't want to. When I don't want to talk, it is so jarring to people. Because I am usually so chatty and like out there. And so if I don't want to talk, people are like, ugh. I'm like, I know.
Well, I remember we were at an event together and you did get quiet. And I just looked at you and I was like, so what's going on? I was like, you don't have to talk right now. And it's totally fine. I just making sure you're good.
No. But I'm primed in those situations. Like I know I'm going to go people.
Yeah. Yeah. And I will say the person that asked me these questions, they're a fellow introvert. And what I will say as an introvert is the best thing you can do going to a networking event is to bring your extrovert buddy with you.
I'll come.
Yes, exactly though. Yeah. And just make sure it's someone that you vibe well with. And when I say that, I mean, don't let it be the extrovert friend that's going to just like completely dominate the conversation and not know how to bring you into it, right? You're at a networking event. You want to be strategic with which extroverted friend you take. So you're going to want to bring the one that can be the wing woman and be like, don't worry, I got you. You're perfect at this, honestly, because you're like, I'm going to introduce you to right people and I'm going to help you get inserted in this conversation and we're going to be good. But like, don't go with someone who dominates the conversation so much they don't even bring you into it. But I just think networking events are better if you can attend with a buddy. And sometimes you and your buddy have to split ways. Because you go mingle with different groups. But if you are an introvert, find someone. And even if they're not in the industry, it's just someone that brings you more confidence to go network with. If you are very intimidated by the idea of networking, just bring a friend to it that can at least have conversations with people in whatever industry you're speaking with. So yeah. I don't know. You're a good one to have as a buddy.
Oh, I try. No, I mean, like I am really extroverted and I still feel a little weird going. I would feel weird going somewhere where I don't know anybody. I'm okay walking in by myself. That doesn't bother me at all. But right. I would feel it would be a harder thing for me to do to go all by myself and work it that way. And also too, it's helpful to go with somebody that you know and that knows what you do, like fairly well, like more than just surface level. I mean, if surface level is all they got, that's fine, but knows what you do to the extent that in conversation, as stuff comes up, they can throw it back to you like, oh, really? That's something that Danielle worked on or Danielle used to do. Exactly. Danielle's from West Virginia and had this weird ad that she made when she was a banquet waitress. She should tell you the story.
That's a good story.
It is a good story. And so, it's helpful to have somebody who like you're comfortable with but knows a little bit about you and knows how to kind of throw it back and forth. And then you split up, sure, but then you have a home base to come back to that you're comfortable with, that you don't feel like you have to be on with.
Exactly. And it is funny, you realize as you start to go to more of them, how your experience changes with them. Because when I was first starting to go to AAF events in Colombia, I would not show up without a buddy. And then slowly it got to the point that I would be fine showing up without a buddy because I knew I was going to know someone there.
Yeah.
And now fast forward 15 plus years later, now I'm like the other day, I was like, oh, there's an event with AAF in Washington, D.C. Am I going with anyone? No, I'll know someone when I get there. And I signed up for it. And it's just funny how drastically things have changed from needing to have a buddy at a luncheon in Colombia to just be like, I'll just fly up to DC. I'm going to know someone there. It'll be fine.
Yeah. It'll be fine. And then I think too, like these are questions that I just always think of, but like if you're introverted and it takes you a little bit more planning, just have like five or so questions kind of on deck.
Yeah.
Like in your mind that you know you can ask. And there's always some real basic ones, right? Like, where are you from? What do you do? Are you originally from insert whatever city you currently live in? Where'd you go to school? Like those are all related, like without you getting like too personal. Right. And so those always tend to like leap off into conversation, because when you ask somebody like, where did they grow up? Or like, are you originally from here? Usually, not always, but usually there's some sort of narrative.
Right.
To answer it. And then if they say like, yeah, I'm from here. You can then ask, well, is your family originally from here? Right. So like you can always like bounce out from that way. And then they're going to say a state and you can acknowledge whether or not you know that state, and go for, I mean, everybody's somewhere.
If they say a state, you know, nothing about, to your point earlier with Wisconsin, you just ask, like, tell me,
I don't know. Anything
I know
about
nothing.
That.
I know no one from there. So why don't you tell me?
Yeah.
I mean, I know someone from Wisconsin. If he is listening, I acknowledge you, but I'm just using this as an example.
I mean, I grew up in Aiken. And so people a lot of times will just be like, horses.
Sure. You can only imagine the things that I get when I say I grew up in West Virginia, which none are accurate to where I grew up. But I have to hear, there's a lot of talk about banjos. I don't know if I ever saw anyone play a banjo while I lived there, but sure.
Right. Or like if they have an interesting last name, you can always ask about that.
That's a good conversation.
It is. I have a like a whole story behind my last name. And so that's why I say that, because I can talk about where my last name came from. I don't know. Like, I'm just thinking of like when I travel, what do I ask? Like if I'm at an event and it's out of town.
Right.
So what day when did you get in? Did you get in last night? Did you fly in this morning? That's always a conversation.
It's usually how I kick things off. You have any travel issues coming in? How long were you delayed at the airport?
Yeah. Where did you fly through? Right. Yeah. So that's always a good move, asking about travel plans. Weather, it's so cheesy, but talk about the weather. It's a thing. Well, we're old. It's fine.
We kicked off this podcast episode talking about weather. It's something. It affects our every single day. Every single day it affects us.
Right. So if you're at something with a bar, you can always ask about like what kind of wine they got or what kind of beer they got. If they got the signature cocktail, ask them how that is. That's always a conversation. If they're eating something, you can ask them how that is. That's something to kind of move it along. If you're at a networking event at the end of a conference, you can ask them what they thought about the sessions earlier that day. If you're at a networking event and there's like dinners afterwards, you can ask them like what their dinner plans are later. Like just, you know, and then you can get into stuff about whether or not they have kids. Do they have any pets? Do they have siblings? I mean, I can go on for days. I'm going to know your favorite ice cream flavor by the end of this and your blood type.
I mean, the thing I think about too, because I tend to freeze up and then I'm like, what should I ask you about? But really, ultimately, I should just ask them whatever the extroverts came and asked me. Which are literally all the things you're saying. I'm like, I need to just take note of, oh, that person asked me about this and I actually responded to them. So I should take note of that question and I should ask someone else about it.
Yeah. You can also sometimes look at like something that they're wearing or carrying. So if they have like interesting glasses or like a really like bold colored jacket or an interesting bag, anything, an accessory is always something to mention or compliment. If you have an Apple Watch, I will tell you I broke up with my Apple Watch. That is a thing that I talk about with people all the time.
That's a good story to talk about.
Yeah. But like a lapel pin, sure. Ask them about what's on their little lapel pin if they have that. Or a necklace. A necklace is fine to comment on.
There you go. I like it.
Yeah, because a lot of times with that, there's a story. Like if somebody asks me something about the necklace that I wear, there's a story. And so that's a lot of times a thing that you can do too. I'm trying to like pack you introverts with other standard things to talk about.
We just need like a list. We should have like a cheat sheet that we can post. That's just like random questions that you can take to your next networking event when you can't think of anything to talk about.
No, well, I just gave it to you. All right. So where are you from? What do you do? Are you originally from here? Questions weather. About travel, weather. Was there a lot of traffic getting here? I like your glasses. I see you have an Apple Watch. I got mad at mine and threw it in a drawer one day. don't mind that there's probably dog hair on me. I have a corgi. These are all things I say.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because when I was at SCED, I was an orientation assistant. And so we did have to have this conversation. I remember my supervisor, he would talk to all of us because we're all students at college. And here we are in a situation where there's two audiences that we're having to speak to. We're having to speak to incoming students. So the incoming freshman class, and we need to talk to them, but that's easy for us, right? But then we also have our second audience, which is really the primary audience, which are their parents. And so we had there was just a lot of training that went into being an orientation assistant. And a lot of it too was the conversation we're having right now, which is just how to have small talk with people. And so you had your go-tos that, you know, because parents are going to ask you about safety and they're going to ask you about the classes and they're going to ask you about the common things that, you know, if my kid's looking at going to this school, what are they going to talk about? And so you know that stuff, but then you have to just have a conversation with them because you're going to be on buses and you have to like go to one location to the other. And so just having the small talk, but he would always bring up, just ask them where they're from, start there and he would always do this thing. He would go around and ask everyone in the room where they're from. And again, I went to SCAD, almost no one was from the same state. So he would just go around the room and he would say a fact about every state that someone said. And it was just really impressive that that he could do that. And maybe that was just things that he learned over time from having to do small talk. But I'm like, that's a really good way to instantly connect with someone and get them to open up a little more. Because also, if your fun fact's wrong, they'll correct you. And that's just nice too. Because then they're talking back at you.
Yeah. I mean, just, I don't know, just kind of being able to bounce off stuff. Like if somebody says something about coffee, ask them if they are an iced coffee or a hot coffee person.
Yeah.
Right? Like just little things like that.
Because then we can judge them. That'll get people talking.
Yeah, exactly. I do also wanted to mention this. I learned this a long time ago. So sometimes I meet people networking or just like in business. And then maybe I met them at a large event and I meet them again. And I can't remember if I've actually met them or not. Oh, or they just look familiar. So when somebody introduces me, I will say, it's nice to see you. Because then it doesn't matter if I've met them or not met them before. Right? It works
I even if I'm very confident I haven't met them before, I'm always so nervous to say it's nice to meet you at an event for fear of I have already met them. Yep. And if I know I've met them, then I'm definitely going with nice to see you. But it's so, because other people will be like, nice to meet you. And I'm like, well, we've met before, but I'm going to let that slide.
But nice to see you. Not nice to see you again. Nice to see you works.
Cut off for again.
Yeah. Just, it's great to see you. Or, hey, how are you? Right. Like, that was like something to kind of orient myself around. Because sometimes, like, if you're in the same industry and you're doing the same stuff all the time, I might know you, but I can't remember if we've actually like met.
And sometimes I forget a name, and that's when I go grab a friend. And I say, this is so-and-so. And then I let them introduce themselves as so-and-so so that I can hear their name again.
That's a classic.
I will not introduce you. I'm like, I can't remember your name. And people do it to me all the time. And that's fine. I don't mind.
Yeah.
But it's gotten to the point too. I think as I get older, I'll flat out say like, so I totally forgot your name. And they'll say that too. Like, yep, I forgot your name too. So let's just acknowledge that and let's move on.
Right. It's fine. Like we meet at these things. There's so much going on. I am so sorry. Please remind me. And you'd be surprised how much people are fine with it. So
I ran into someone at the airport in DC, and in passing, we looked at each other, and it was one of those, I know you. And I smiled at her and she smiled back at me. I was like, okay, I definitely know her. But again, we're in the middle of DCA, and I'm just walking through it, and she's walking through it, and then I'm with someone at that point, someone I flew with, and I was just like, okay, do you remember her? Because I'm guessing she's here for an AAF event, because we're both here for an AAF event. And my friend was like, I know I've seen her before. And finally it connects. And by the time it connects, she was right behind us. And so I flat out said to her, I was like, okay, it took a minute, but I was like, I knew you knew me because you smiled back. And now I remember, but I'm like, now I'm at the point, I'm at the age now. I'm like, I'm just going to tell you, I did not remember what your name was.
Especially when you meet people like in business settings and you've met them a bunch of times. It's not like it's somebody you've like had, you know, a meal with, or like somebody that like, you know, well, so I'm not offended at all when people are like, remind me again of your name, or remind me again where you're at, or whatever. Because they're, you know, just trying to get it right. And I prefer that over you just like pretending otherwise.
Oh, completely. I know there was one woman who I saw at a work conference, and I saw her, and she came up to me and she was like, I know you, I can't figure out why. And I was like, no, same. And then we both realized our kids went to the same preschool.
Yeah.
And we live in the same town, but now we're at a work event. So it's just completely out of context. And we were like, oh, yeah, I just didn't recognize you in like business clothes.
Yeah, that's happened to me where I'm like, oh, out of context. I'm used to seeing you at blah, blah, blah. And
like, stuff. I don't recognize women I play tennis with in the real world. I'm just like, oh, well, your hair's not in a ponytail and you're not in a tennis skirt. So like, you might as well be in a disguise right now.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. For sure. For sure.
All right. So I have loved this conversation, because I told you, I felt like you were going to have a lot of good advice to share. Yeah. And guys, when I told her the topic, she just looked at me like, that's not worth an episode. We're going to
35 minutes of talking about that.
And I was like, no, I really think you're going to have a lot of stuff to share with my fellow introverts. And you did. So we did well.
We did great. We're doing great. Yeah. And if you have any like specific questions that you always ask people when you meet them, let us know. I think my list is pretty comprehensive. But if you've got, I mean, I'll ask you some weird stuff. Like, I'll just be like, hot take, and then just throw something out there.
No, I want to hear what are your go-to hot takes that you ask people? That's for our audience. I want to hear what they say.
Oh, mine is always like, hot take, Friends is overrated. And then
you did do that to me one time, and I was just caught off guard. I was like, what do you mean?
It is overrated, and I will die on this hill. And if I'm really just feeling feisty that day, I will say this to a stranger and just see what happens.
Just see. You never know. All right. Well, I think that's everything this week, but we'll be back next week with another episode.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Remember to follow us on Instagram @GhostBossPodcast, and also please like and review us on your favorite podcast app.